So, Richard, tell me a little bit about this project. I'm so excited about it, and I cannot wait to hear what you have to say.
All right. Well, nice to meet you. And I mean, as far as the film goes, I mean, I'm not sure. Do you want me to kind of explain the film, or just kind of process, or what? What do you think?
A little bit of everything, the process, the film, all of it.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess the broad scope of the film, basically you have two families, kind of representing the different extremes of the political spectrum, get stuck in a cabin together, and kind of have to see whether or not they kill each other, or if they can kind of get along. And then as that's going along, a kind of a third party kind of rears its head that's really kind of pulling the strings, and they have to overcome their differences to try to hopefully survive. So but the core of the story is that's kind of the spectacle, right? But the core of the story is Ava, who's our lead character. It's her journey. It's her kind of trying to come to terms with a really devastating loss, tragic experience that she had in the opening of the film, and then kind of trying to just put her life back together and kind of refine her voice and her strength, and hopefully she does that in the journey. So.
And how did you come up with the concept of this film? Like, what was this the background story behind that? Because it does sound like an incredible film.
Well, thank you. It was actually my friend Colin who wrote, and well, him he wrote it, and with his writing partner Leon. So Colin Watts and Leon Langford, they co-wrote it. They came to me probably about 2 years before we shot it with the script. Colin and I have worked on a lot of stuff over the years, a lot of shorts and a lot of other things. I mean, honestly, and we've been talking about since day one trying to do a feature film together. So technically, actually, the first thing I did with Colin was I directed a short teaser for his feature. So it's kind of been the goal the whole time. But they kind of decided that, we get sick waiting around trying to find somebody to give us some money. So like, let's try to do something. So they brought me that script, and I really liked it. I thought the one of the things I really kind of dug, especially because it's gone through a lot of iterations since the beginning in terms of like, kind of different paths that it's taken. But one of the big things that was there was that kind of red state, blue state kind of thing, and I really kind of dug that, because it wasn't like it was more like to me it was very important to portray that, but not to necessarily pick a side. You know what I mean? So it was more kind of like, let's kind of stop focusing on the differences and focus on the similarities and the things that we share, and kind of move past those things and really look at the bigger issue. So I really like that kind of message in it. So we worked on it for a while, and then the pandemic hit, and then they're like, right, let's just do it. And so then we spent another almost year kind of workshopping the script, kind of coming up with some new things. Colin and Leon basically wanted to elevate it a little bit, so they kind of added the 4th of July thing to it, and we kind of honed it to kind of be more kind of that keeping kind of a little more clear and clean. I mean, so but I mean, shoot, actually at the beginning I think actually Reagan was the villain in the original draft, so it changed a lot. So but yeah, no, it was a great process in terms of like working with them, and just trying to really build a good story, and have fun with it, and do it under really kind of extreme circumstances. So obviously the pandemic gave its own challenges that amplified everything even further, but it was fun. It was good.
And what would you say was your favorite moment about making the film?
I haven't really given that much thought to that. It's been such a long journey. I honestly, I just I guess the it just the whole process really, and in terms of like working with Colin and Leon and just and casting and stuff, it was just bringing the team together and working with everybody. I mean, that's kind of that's really kind of the payoff, right? Is getting in and doing it and having fun. making it, and then you know the then of course then you're stuck in post forever, but you know it happens. But yeah, no, I mean I mean I don't necessarily have like you know like a specific moment. It's just kind of the whole journey itself. I mean everything had its challenges, but in the end it was just you know was good to kind of have be surrounded with people that really cared and wanted to kind of you know get it done, you know. So it's kind of just the journey and just you know the fact that you know Colin, you know, gave faith in me to bring his script to life, you know. So
And is there one scene, without giving too much away, of course, that you're looking forward to everybody seeing?
well, I mean, probably the climax, right? You know, I mean, hopefully, you know, I mean, there's definitely a scene where it all kind of finally hopefully comes together and you know, hopefully it's heartfelt and hopefully, you know, hopefully people have taken that ride and taken that journey. You know, I mean, that's why I said it's Ava's story. So it's like, you know, so base if people have connected with her and have felt with her and had gone on that journey, hopefully they're gonna be really experiencing that that moment in that climax. When we did our cast and crew screening, actually, about a year ago now, actually, when we did that, everybody was cheering at that in that moment. So that was awesome to see. That was great because, you know, again, that's what you want. You want everybody hopefully to be ready, you know, ready for her to, you know, take that next step, you know.
Beautiful. Are you working on any other projects now, or?
I have a couple things out in the works, you know, some scripts out, and we're, you know, we're talking to people trying to get some other projects up off the ground. And but you know, that's always a process. So I'm working on a TV show with a friend of mine too that we're currently developing, and then I'm probably shooting a feature for her in June maybe. So I'm a cinematographer as well. So but so I do both sides, and then of course, you know, my day job, I teach actually, I teach filmmaking, so I teach cinematography and directing as well. So, just trying to kind of keep your finger on the pulse, and hopefully something comes your way.
It's incredible. How do you balance it all? I mean, directing, cinematography, teaching, how do you do it all?
No sleep.
Team, no
Nah,
sleep. I get it. I get it.
no sleep. Well, you gotta do what you gotta do, but you know, I mean, obviously. They said that's the thing. The thing that's fun though is being on set and doing stuff and being creative. You know, I don't, you know, I don't know what you do outside of doing interviews like this. You know, so I'm sure you have some sort of a creative passion that you like to follow, and that's, you know, and that's we all need that, right? We need something that, you know, we can really kind of sink our teeth into. And you know, like this is the great thing about, you know, a process like this is that we do get to see the fruits of our labor when it is done. You know, so it's, you know, it is rewarding. It's very hard, it's very challenging, and you know, but it is rewarding in the end because you know you get to see it through to fruition.
Exactly. That's what's so exciting. And to answer your question, I do work in a gym and I'm recertifying my personal training license. So,
Oh, nice. Nice.
yep,
Very
that's my
nice.
second passion other than to journalism is fitness. So,
Oh, nice. Nice. I'm working on myself as well. So, yeah, I've actually shoot since last year. I've lost almost 80 pounds. So, we're working on
well, you look incredible. And off
it.
topic, I love that clock behind you with all the little
Yeah,
faces on it.
it's a little skull clock. Yeah, it's
Where'd
been
you
pretty
get that
fun.
at? Because I really like that, like a lot.
I can't honestly. I think it was probably Amazon or something. Or no, it was like. I think it was like an Instagram ad or something that came up, and I was like, "Oh, that's really cool." So it's actually just a bunch of stickers, and you have to kind of like map it out yourself. So it took a little time to do it, but it's really I don't know, I like it. I think it's cool. It's a nice little talking point back there. So yeah, one of weird when I was teaching and having to do Zoom all the time, you know, it was kind of nice having that up there because you know people were always kind of see it. So, but for sure.
Nice. And one thing I'm guessing people I interview is tell me a fun fact about yourself.
Fun fact about myself. Well, I did. I mean, I guess I'll keep it to something with the film actually. So fun little fact actually. The song in the closing credits is me. My friend who Alan Damian who scored the film. During the pandemic, he's like, "Hey, you want to come over and just jam? We'll do something." And I was like, "All right, cool." So I went over and, you know, we kind of figured out some stuff and basically came up with that song. And, you know, so the song is, I pretty much do, I do all the vocals, the all the guitars, the bass and everything on it. And the only thing I'm not doing is the drums, but we're, so we did it. And then we're getting ready doing the post. And I was just like, well, I mean, thematically it kind of fits the film a little bit. And I'm like, yeah, we don't have to pay any money for it. Let's throw it in there. So I guess that's a fun little trivia or tidbit there. Is yeah, my song is the credit song. So.
And what are you watching these days on TV?
I don't really watch a lot of TV. I tend to, you know, again, like you said before, you know, where you get time to do all those things. So, I haven't really watched too many shows. I have started watching The Last of Us, I'm a big sports fan, so I follow, you know, football and hockey and stuff. So right now I'm kind of following hockey now football is over, so if I have any free time, it's usually going to those. So movie wise you know, I mean, well, probably the last movie I really really had fun with was Violent Night. I don't know if you got to see that one. That was fun. That was a good one.
And what teams do you follow for sports? What are your two favorite teams for football and hockey?
Well, my football team is the Cowboys, the Dallas Cowboys. Nice. And then hockey, my team is the Red Wings. I like the Ducks, too. They're kind of like my second team, so the Anaheim Ducks. But everybody always asks me, how can you be a Cowboys fan if you're from New York? But, I blame it on the cheerleaders.
Okay, I'll give you that one. I'll give you that. Great. And where can we follow you on social media so we can continue to follow your amazing career?
Well, the films, we just started a new IG for the film, which is This Land, all one word, and an underscore films, or film, sorry, This Land underscore film. And then my IG is Rick Nino Films. Which is RickNinoFilms, all one word. And then my website is actually the same, RickNinoFilms.net. Just trying to kind of put stuff out there. So,
well, I'll be sure to send you a follow. Thank you for taking the time today. I appreciate you, and I can't wait to talk again soon.
Awesome. Well, thank you. It's been nice. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
No problem. We'll talk again soon. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.